Denmark recalls diplomats over cartoons. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. In spite of reassurances from Jakarta, the Danish government has withdrawn its ambassador and aide to Indonesia, citing security reasons. This comes amid credible and concrete threats of reprisals against Danish nationals in the wake of an outpouring of protest against the controversial publication of a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad in Danish newspapers. Indonesia's Foreign Minister, Hassan Wirajuda, said he was at pains to understand the withdrawal, which he termed as hasty, especially given the increased level of protection afforded Denmark's diplomatic staff. The Danish government reported it would return to Jakarta once political sensitivities had quelled. A spokesman refused to be drawn on the issue of a government apology over the cartoons. The cartoons, which were first published and caused offence back in September, have triggered angry protests in cities around the globe and have caused great offence to many Muslims. It has indeed further embroiled the Muslim and Christian worlds into yet another battle of ideologies. On the one hand, the Danish cartoonists maintain anything is fair game in satire, while Muslims see the caricatures of the Prophet with a time bomb above his head as profane and insulting to the whole Islamic world. The usual suspects have taken the usual sides in the ensuing debate, with Britain's Tony Blair and President George W. Bush calling the publications unfortunate, but going no further. Now would seem an appropriate time to recognise that a whole religion has been affronted and that the Western concept of free speech may need boundaries.